parent, one thing that I'm grateful for is the fact that Megan and I don't have to raise our kids alone. I'm grateful that we have other people that are pouring into the life of our boys and speaking truth to them, supporting them. It really does take a village to raise our children, and I'm grateful for that. As I talked about at the beginning, talking about this lighthouse theme, I have a quote that I would like for us to focus in on here for a moment. I love this imagery. Lighthouses don't go running all over an island looking for boats to save. They just stand there shining. And as we were thinking about this year's Senior Sunday, one of the reasons why we thought of the lighthouse theme was because of the people that have constantly been in the lives of these seniors. And that is exactly what many of you in this room have been for our students, for those students. You have been a constant, stable presence in their lives. And I just want to take a moment to recognize you as a church family. These kids have been, they've been raised in this church. They've grown up in this church. And many of you taught them in preschool. Many of you taught them in elementary school, became a small group leader in middle school, in high school. You supported them in their games. You supported them in their activities. You have been a constant source of light to them. And I want to honor you. So if you have helped in any way in any of these kids' lives, I would love for you to please stand at this time. Grandparents, coaches, small group leaders, there's more of you. I know there are. You just don't remember it. You had them. All right, I know. But thank you. And I know parents and people that have been pouring into their lives, there's been times where you probably were tempted to frantically go looking to save them from trouble, right? You wanted to leave that spot where you were there and shining bright, and you're like, oh, I need to go help. And you wanted to go and frantically try to save them from those situations. But really, the most important thing that you ever did was just to stand there beside them, to let your light shine. Even if sometimes it seemed like they were drifting farther away, you didn't pull away. You're there for them. Your presence, that sense of a lighthouse shining, it provides a sense of security, a sense of comfort, a sense of hope. And that's what you provided. And really what you're doing is giving them a glimpse into the life and the heart of God and Jesus. You were showing them an example, and it wasn't a perfect example by any means, but you showed them what the heart of God looked like by constantly remaining in their lives. Psalm 27, verse 1, a little bit hard to read there maybe. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? And there's that sense of a lighthouse shining. And really, a lighthouse is not really mentioned in the Bible. It doesn't, but obviously we know that light, God is light, right? And it shines bright. And that's what you've shown these students, is you've given them a glimpse into the heart of who God is. This passage is a reminder that God is the one constant in their lives. God is the one constant. He is the refuge and the shelter from the storms that you're going to face. And trust me, you will face storms. We will face storms in our lives. And God's the one source that we can hold on to. As that passage says, He is our salvation. He is the light that guides us. God is that lighthouse. But so many of you, just as God designed it, was to show them who God is. And I thank you for that. They thank you for that. And really, since the beginning of time, God has used light as a symbol to guide or to lead his people. In the midst of the chaos at the beginning, in the midst of darkness, he created light. It was his plan all along for light to shine and for light to overcome darkness. You think about leading his people out of the wilderness by light. How did he do that? In the form of a pillar of fire. And he called them to follow that light to freedom, to eventually giving us the one true light, and that's Jesus. I love how it talks about that in John 1. It says that he would be given the true light has come. The true light has come. John 8:12 says, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Just as the Israelites followed the pillar of fire at night, we too are called to follow the one true light. That's Jesus. Have you ever been given counterfeit money? Have you ever tried to use counterfeit money? That's probably for another time. I was organizing an all-star basketball team with Brady one year, and we had to collect cash from families. And this lady went to a Kroger to get some cash, and she got $40, which was what was owed, and brought it to me, and I took it. I put it with all the other money, and I gave it to the director. And he came back and called me that night and said, I'm sorry, you've been given two counterfeit $20 bills. And we're like, how are we going to figure that out? Well, we come to find out counterfeit bills are all over. But how do you tell whether they're real or not? Hold them up to the light, and you can see that security strip. Here's the thing. There's a lot of counterfeit lights out there. There's a lot of counterfeit lights out there in this world. It looks pretty good. It might even smell like it. Feel like it. But it's fake. It's empty. It's worthless. There's so many things in this world that will draw you to it and think, this is it. This is the thing that's going to save me. This is the thing that's going to give me true joy and true happiness. But when you get there and when you pour your life into it, you walk away with nothing. And the call for Jesus to us is to follow the true light. There's going to be a lot of things that are going to want to pull you guys, graduates, students, members, to pull us in so many different ways. But we need to hold on to the truth that's Jesus. So I love the imagery of a lighthouse just being that constant, standing there with the waves hitting it, the storms coming upon it, but it holding firm. Being that beacon of hope. Then there's another piece of the lighthouse that I want us to talk about. And that's shine bright like a lighthouse. Y'all know that song? My little Rihanna. That's my best Rihanna I can do. I could get me some background dancers. Lexi, you sang with Eric Church. You come up here and do some moves for me. There's a song by Rihanna, for those of you that don't know, Shine Bright Like a Diamond. But when I saw that, you know, Megan knew exactly where I was going with it. Shine bright like a lighthouse. So every time you, all right. The call is for us to shine, right? We look to God as that sense of security, that sense of comfort. But then what Jesus says, hey, don't stop there. I want you to shine. Our whole SNL thing that we do with our student ministry, Salt and Light, the whole concept of that is based out of Matthew 5. We're the salt of the earth. Then he goes on to say, you are the light of the world. So let your light shine before men that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. What we're called to do is to reflect. Reflect the light that is God in our lives. For us to shine into this dark world. You know, when we think about our seniors and our graduates, and we have different phases that they go through, really one of our goals for the senior class is for them to be mobilized, for them to be the church, for them to be light. As you saw in the slideshow, many of them served in as small group leaders in children's ministry, even into the Gravity ministry, which is our middle school. And my hope and my prayer is for you as students that you'll continue to serve wherever you are and continue to be the church through your college years and into your adult lives, that your light will continue to shine wherever you go. So graduates, I want you to take a few things away. I want you to remember those who taught and who showed you who God is. To be grateful for those people that have been a constant lighthouse in your life. Then as you guys are getting ready to go on to this new chapter of your lives, I want you to shine bright like a lighthouse. Shine bright like a lighthouse. I want you to be a beacon of hope for other people. And as a congregation, I want us to continue to show up in the lives of students, in the lives of children, to continue to pour yourselves out, to be involved, to be a lighthouse, not only here, but in our communities. Yeah. To shine bright like a lighthouse. I want to close by reading you a few lyrics to a song called My Lighthouse, and it really focuses in on who Jesus is, who God is in our life. In my wrestling and in my doubts, in my failures, you won't walk out. Your great love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. You are the peace in my troubled sea. In the silence, you won't let go. In the questions, your truth will hold. Your great love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. You are the peace in my troubled sea. My lighthouse, shining in the darkness, I will follow you. My lighthouse, I will trust the promise you will carry me safe to shore. I won't fear what tomorrow brings. With each morning, I will rise and sing. My God's love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. You are the peace in my troubled sea. My lighthouse, shining in the darkness, I will follow you. My lighthouse, I will trust the promise. You will carry me safe to shore. Fire before us, you're the brightest. You will lead us through the storms. My lighthouse, shining in the darkness, I will follow you. My lighthouse, I will trust the promise you will carry me safe to shore. Let's be a lighthouse. Let's let our lights shine bright. Thank you.